Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The US Department of Commerce reveals a proposal for executing new authority to prohibit foreign companies from contributing components and technology to US IT and communication systems. The department seeks to implement a case-by-case process that takes into consideration intelligence and analysis from other agencies. The US Commerce Secretary will also allow target companies to address security concerns before a ban. Amazon updates Alexa with prescription management features powered by Omnicell, initially limited to customers of Giant Eagle Pharmacy. Users can set up reminders to take medications and request refills via voice. Amazon acquired online pharmacy PillPack last year, and last month acquired Health Navigator to power a new employee healthcare program. On Friday, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York announced criminal charges against a cryptocurrency researcher for allegedly violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act by giving a presentation on cryptocurrency in North Korea. Virgil Griffith is a special projects researcher at the Ethereum Foundation, which helps to lead the development of Ethereum blockchain technology. The feds allege that Griffith attended a blockchain conference in North Korea in April of this year, where he presented on how blockchain technology could benefit the country and participated in a discussion that touched on using it to evade economic sanctions. Intel sold its smartphone modem chip business to Apple at a multi-billion dollar loss, the US chipmaker said in a court filing on Friday, alleging that rival Qualcomm forced it out of the market. Intel said that Qualcomm is seeking to overturn a sweeping antitrust decision against it after losing a lawsuit by the US Federal Trade Commission. Intel, whose executives testified at the trial, argued on Friday that the ruling should stand. Appeal proceedings are expected to begin in January. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find us at OnThisMinute.com.